Hello and welcome to our program. The subject is, what does the Bible say about hell? Stay tuned. Question has been for this series, what does the Bible say about hell? What do you think the Bible says about hell? Do you think it says what we've talked about on this program? Well, here's what we're supposed to do. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the Bible is a book of truth. It is a book of absolutes. There are 66 books in the Bible, and all of life's circumstances are dealt with in the Bible. Now, if you want to know what the Bible says about the subject of hell, or what the Bible says about the subject of music, or what it says about the subject of separation, or any other subject, what you have to do is study. You have to be a workman. That word has been translated laborer, and Jesus said the laborers are few, and so it is today. If all you're going to do is get what you get off a program like this, you're going to get very little. Now, if I ask the question, we're asking the question, what does the Bible say about hell? What if we were asking the question, how do we network a computer and its devices? Well, I went on the internet and I found a book on the internet that was entitled that. It had 15 chapters, and under those chapters was over 140 subheadings. Pages and pages and pages and pages of how to network your computer and its devices. Now, I have absolutely no interest in knowing how to network a computer, so I haven't studied that. I do have an interest in what the Bible says about every subject, so I have decided for the last 40 years that I would study that. What have you decided? The Bible says study. Now, that word has been translated endeavor 3 times, due diligence 2x, be diligent 2x, labor 2x. The word workman here, we said, that has been translated laborers 10 times, and one of those times was when Jesus said, the laborers are few. If you're going to spend hours and hours watching some silly junk on television, and you're too lazy or too unspiritual to get the Bible out and study it to see what the Bible says about the subject of hell or any other subject, then go ahead. Paul said, if you're going to be ignorant, go ahead and be ignorant. But I'll tell you this, you are not going to get what you need from a program like this or reading a book for 20 minutes. You need to study to show yourself approved. And all we've done in this broadcast is to give you some tools to work with if you decided that you wanted to go ahead and study the Bible and see what it says about the subject. Now, Deuteronomy 29 and 29 says the secret things belong unto the Lord, and there's some things in the Bible that are not open for discussion. We said in our program in previous broadcast in Psalm 115 verse number 3 that God is in heaven and he hath done whatsoever he pleased. Psalm 135:6 says, whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth. And he does what he pleases. And so we sit around and we say, why would God create hell? He does what he pleases. He doesn't. We need to get in line here and realize that we're talking to God or about God. And what God said in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, you know, those have argued to say, well, God is a God of love. Why would he punish anybody? If someone says that to you, ask them where they got the idea that God was a God of love. They'll say, well, it says it in the Bible. Oh, so you believe the Bible about the fact that God is a God of love. You only take out of the Bible what you want? No, we don't do that. God doesn't offer some kind of cafeteria-style Bible. He takes the Word of God. He says, I've done what I please. This is how I do it. This is how you get saved. And if you don't get saved, then you're going to hell. And that's the way God put it together. And the Bible says that God, should the God of all the earth not do right? He's going to do right. It may not be in your definition of the term, but He is going to do right. So God is love. Okay. What about the verse that says God is a consuming fire, Deuteronomy 4:24? Or what about the verse that says Psalm 7:11, God is angry with the wicked every day? And what about Psalm 50:6 that says God is judge, and it says it again in Psalm 75:7? What about Psalm 89:7 that says God is greatly to be feared? Or what about Hebrews 12:29? God is a consuming fire. Or what about Romans 1:18? The wrath of God is revealed from heaven. And then we have some verses that tell us what God is not. We have Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? And then there's Galatians 6:7 that says, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Or what about Romans 3:3, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, and every man a liar. Revelation 19:20 talks about those that are cast into the lake of fire, that is burning with brimstone. Revelation 20:15 says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:1 talks about the bottomless pit. Matthew 25:41, Jesus said that he will say to those who do not know him, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. And then in Luke 16:23, he talked about a man who went to hell who was being in torments. And then in Mark 9:46, he says, the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. In 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10, Paul talked about those who would be punished with everlasting destruction. Then in Luke 16, Jesus talked about the man who went to hell who was crying for a little bit of water to cool his tongue, that he might, because he was tormented in the flame. Then Matthew 25, Jesus said that those who went there to hell would be in outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, these are just a few verses. You can decide whether you're going to believe Jesus or whether you're not. Quite frankly, I think it's a smart thing to believe the Lord. Your eternal destiny is at stake.